full throttle.
We wanted to show rally goers what the races would have been like in 1938 1939, the very first years when Pappy and Pearl Hoyle were hosting races with the Jack Pine Gypsies out here at the same track. It's cool to be kind of reliving history.
No clutch. Just grab it, put it in gear, and fire it up and go.
A 1928 Chief engine in a racing frame. No brakes, no clutch. It really doesn't bother me because you're riding on a track. You don't have to worry about a car pulling out in the front here or whatever. And chances are, if you're going to need brakes to stop out here, you're going to be in trouble anyhow. So.
James Wall with the checkered flag.
It's freedom. It's the ability to check out and just be focused at what you're doing right at that moment and not worrying about what's happening in the future or what happened yesterday. You're living for that moment and doing the best you can right then.
Like it if we break something and start cussing.
Need to find the Shed Allen wrench is what I need to do.
So when I was starting off the line in the heat, my magneto here had just swung out, so it changed the timing and so it killed the bike. Because you zip tied from like.
Yeah, but the problem
here.
With you know worried about heat with the zip tie getting too close
exactly.
to that. I mean, not to say it won't work, but that's plan C.
Yes.
Out in front goes the 13 machine, William Smith making the pass. Side by side off of four, here they come.
I used to race stock cars, and I thought that was an adrenaline rush, you know, rubbing paint a little bit. You don't want to trade paint on a motorcycle, so it's here out there, no roll cage, just all kinds of power, bike sideways.
Slight advantage that time for the 13, William Smith, bringing it back in the two spot.
And when the bike's just out there stepping out on you is what we call it, and you ease into the throttle just a little bit more and make it a controlled slide. And there's a little bit of finesse and lack of brains and a lot of nerve, I suppose. But I'm lucky I get to do this. I'm really luckiest man on the planet right now.
It's a year-round motorcyclist town. So even when it's not the rally, they still will trickle in all year round. And that's a big deal, you know, when you have that town in your state and you have the historical racetrack, it makes you, you know, it makes you feel honored and it makes you want to just keep it alive and at least keep it around and honor it while it's still here.